From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The leader of America's biggest farm group says U.S. agriculture is experiencing something of a Charles Dickens moment, benefiting from what he called the best of times while dealing with the worst of times. American Farm Bureau Federation Zippy Duval says the new Trump administration and the 115th Congress are contributing to the best of times with their appetite for regulatory and tax reform. But Duval says many have reached their breaking point in terms of generating enough income to cover the cost of production. President Trump will lay out his agenda for the country to a joint session of Congress today, while the House Ag Committee launches a series of hearings as it prepares to write a new farm bill. Spokesman Sean Spicer says the president will lay out a very strong blueprint of where he wants to take the country, including ideas on infrastructure, health care, and education. He's also expected to talk about his idea for tax reform. Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson says the current safety net was not built to adequately protect farmers from a poor crop. The ranking member of the House Ag Committee tells Brownfield record-breaking corn and soybean production the last 2 years has helped offset softening commodity prices, but if we get an average or below average crop this year, he thinks next year at this time, we're going to be looking at some stress. Peterson says the safety net seemingly works better when prices go up. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.